Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in San Antonio at the NFA meeting at the Hyatt, and I'm with Jim Walters, who's a partner with Mako's Flooring. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I understand that business is pretty good for you guys. A little background. Mako's Flooring is multiple locations up in Wisconsin, and a couple of years ago bought a Hattinger store in Fort Myers, and so you have locations in the north and down in the western coast of Florida, right?
That is correct. We have 6 retail locations in Wisconsin, along with a commercial company that we operate separately, and a retail store in Fort Myers, Florida.
And you also give back to this industry because you've just recently served on the board of the WFCA, right?
Yes, I guess I'm about close to 2 years removed as the past chairman of the WFCA. I try and stay involved in that as much as I possibly can, as much as they'll have me.
Did you guys buy that store on the west coast of Florida so you could run down there in the wintertime? Did you get a chance to run down there in the wintertime?
Well, I've joked several times, I make no bones about it. It looked like a nice business opportunity with some pretty good perks related to climate. However, this year just didn't work out so well for me because of my schedule. The last time I've been down there was in January prior to surfaces. So I got to work on that plan a little better next year.
I think in the last 6 months or so, you've moved 2 stores. You moved one of the stores up in Wisconsin, and then the Hattinger store in Fort Myers, you moved it to a different location, right?
Yes, we did. In Florida, that was part of the initial plan. We moved that store, back in September of last year. It was a big undertaking, and as luck would have it, within 60 days, we had a store along the lakeshore in Sheboygan, which is just north of Milwaukee, that we moved in November. So we're getting pretty good at moving these stores.
How do you know when a store needs to be moved? Just because business slows down, and do you do an analysis and maybe pay for some zip code data? Talk a little bit about making the decision of closing a store and opening another one.
Well, the decision in Fort Myers was made when we entered that market, and really the move was tied to the lease that we were in our current building. We ran through the lease, and during that time we looked for new locations, and of course location is extremely important, and we upgraded that location tremendously. Quite frankly, we were in the same situation in Sheboygan. We were tied to a lease. We were looking for a new location, and a location did pop up. We'd looked for quite some time there. We knew our location that we had been in was old and tired and had to be upgraded. It probably should have been done sooner, but we have to have a long-range plan to accommodate some of those investments. In the case of Florida, we were new to the market. Our partnership with Hattinger's in Naples is extremely important there because they know the marketplace. They had a pretty good idea of what would be a good location, what would be a poor location, and things of that nature. So we really relied on a lot of their consultation. And in that case, we really didn't move that store very far. It's about a mile north of our current location. We're right on the main highway, Highway 41, same highway in Wisconsin that we have 3 stores on.
U.S. 41.
We now have 4 stores on Highway U.S. 41.
Okay, so let's talk about the weather for a minute. With 6 stores up in the Wisconsin area, it's got to be a factor. Tell us how your year-over-year sales are and how much of that performance has been related to weather.
Well, in the game of sales, no one likes to make excuses. However, we've had a tough winter. The whole country's had a tough winter, and ours was tougher than normal. We're used to winter. We're hardy folks up in the North Country, but this was a tough one. We did lose business to the weather. There's no doubt about it. However, I can sit here now at the end of March, and we still haven't broke into spring. I can tell you that we've scratched back to close to even in sales over last year. Our commercial company, though, continues to grow, and that's very heartening. So when we factor commercial in, we are ahead of last year. But on the retail side, I'm confident now that we've scratched back to pretty well even over last year, we're going to see that growth through the rest of the year because I think there's a lot of sales that were not lost, they were delayed, and we just have to be prepared to gear it up a little harder now for spring and summer.
Tell me what you're doing this year. Are you doing anything differently to bring people into your store and make sure that they know you're here?
I wouldn't say that we're doing anything differently. Of course, the 2 new locations have had a huge impact in those 2 markets, higher visibility. However, we continue to invest in our advertising and keep that strong. We're working on more and more internet initiatives. That's a real moving target, changing rapidly, as everyone knows. So I can't say that we're doing anything real differently, During the downturn, I would say that's when we did things differently. We doubled down and we invested in advertising when many people pulled back. We kept at it hard and it's paying off right now. Most of our money is spent in television. In Florida, it's a combination of television and print inserts. Pretty well focused and consistent. We're not on one month, off another month, on one month. We keep it consistent. The whole key there is top of mind awareness. Obviously, when we advertise, we're trying to get people in the door immediately, but ultimately, for the long haul, the goal is top of mind awareness. So when someone is in the market for flooring in Wisconsin, no matter if we're advertising that particular day or week or not, they're going to say, let's stop in at Mocko's. And the same in Florida with the Hattinger brand.
Okay, last question. I want to get into some product trend shifts. Do you see anything there? I know since you're an NFA member, that means that you sell better in goods. That means you're probably focused on some Stainmaster products. Talk a little bit about what's selling now.
On the carpet side, Stainmaster remains extremely strong for us. It's a good brand, and it's a trusted brand by the consumer. So we have not had any problems growing our Stainmaster business in light of the fragmentation of the industry. It's a good brand in... Obviously, our business is a little more middle to higher end, full service. We don't really play in the lower end polyester game too much, so I can't speak to that. On the hard surface side, wood continues to grow. LVT, no big secret there, LVT has really grown tremendously. But all segments of our hard surface continue to grow with the exception of sheet vinyl. Ceramic is still a very, very strong piece of our business, but LVT is the one that has shot up, and I don't know if it's found its high watermark yet or not. Time will tell.
Jim, as I mentioned when we started this interview, we're down here with the NFA. Talk a little bit about what you get out of being part of this group.
Kemp, you asked me earlier what we're doing differently with regards to advertising and things like that to grow our business. The only thing I can tell you is one of the main things we do differently is we look to the NFA programs. And when we see something that we feel will resonate well in our market, in our stores, and fits our business plan, we leverage those programs tremendously. And it has had a phenomenal impact on the success of our business and the strength and growth of our sales. The manufacturers, they come to these meetings. They're ready to do business. It's just something we're always looking for. The group never does everything the same way. We can just take parts and pieces of it that resonate well, that we feel will work in our business, and we take those home, and we go to work on them, and it pays off. Not every program in the NFA that comes forward works for us. Many programs we try, just like anything else, we give it a try, and it doesn't work. Not always our fault, not always the manufacturer's fault. Sometimes it's bad timing, but we give all of them a strong consideration, and it seems to work well.
All right, Jim, again, been talking to Jim Walters, who's a partner with Mocko Floors in Wisconsin and west coast of Florida, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.